The mood was somber as I approached the crime scene tape. I nodded at the uniformed officer standing guard, and he barely gave me a glance. Death always has a way of sobering people. But this was different. "You the one who called this in?" I asked. His nameplate read, Rivera. He nodded and drew in a stilted breath.
"Yeah, we got a call. Said a guy was taking out his trash and he saw an arm in the dumpster. He grabbed his cell and called us. When we, my partner, Flat, and I got here, we looked in the dumpster and saw the arm. Just like he said. I went into the dumpster, but..."
He shook his head.
"There wasn't any chance he was alive."
Rivera was being careful not to look toward the dumpster. He ran a hand over his closely cropped hair. He looked to be just out of college, green around the gills in every way, including death encounters.
"We called it in, got the guy who found him out of the way, and secured the area. The coroner's here."
I pointed past him. "So the scene has been disturbed?" He shrugged.
"I can't say what the guy who found the body did, but no one's been near the dumpster since Flat and I got here."
My gaze darted behind him. A gray-haired man in shorts, a yellow short-sleeved shirt and sandals, stood near the corner of a house, outside the crime scene tape. He glanced at Rivera and me nervously. "Is that the guy?" I asked. Rivera was still avoiding the dumpster.
"Yeah, his name is Clark LeBlanc. He knows you'll want to talk to him, so he's been waiting around."
I nodded. "Have you seen anything suspicious?" Rivera shook his head.
"Gawkers have been coming and going, but nothing unusual to note. Flat's been talking to them."
I didn't say anything else to him, but ducked under the tape as Rivera noted in his log that I was entering the crime scene area. I walked toward the dumpster. It was a behemoth of a thing. Dark blue, beat up, positioned between two red brick houses. A full white trash bag leaned against the front of the dumpster. Canvassing the ground in the crime scene area were two men and a woman. Standing next to the dumpster in dark pants and a white shirt was Jack Jameson, the Denver Police Department's coroner. A slight breeze fluffed his steel-gray hair. He was peering into the dumpster, and he turned when he heard me approach.
"Spillman, how you doing?"
His lips were pressed into a grim line.
"Bad?"
I asked. He nodded slowly, his blue eyes impassive.
"Take a look."
He gestured toward the top of the dumpster. I stepped up and looked inside. A few flies buzzed around, and the pungent odor of rubbish was strong in the air. But underneath it, I smelled death. More than 10 years as a homicide detective did that to you. A small figure lay sideways amongst trash and black plastic bags. His brown hair was tousled, and he wore a dark t-shirt. I resisted rubbing a hand over my face, but I wanted to. Seeing death is always hard. But when it's one so young, it's even harder.